Hello, everybody. George here. And today is June the 11th, 2014, and Audio Mode Day 11. So today, I'm going to be doing something a little different. I've had this espresso machine for a while. I've booed about it previously and having to acquire parts and stuff. So tonight, finally, I've done this a few times, but I'm still working out kinks. I'm going to try to make lattes for Michelle and I. So, first thing I need to do is measure out coffee. I've got a bin here to catch things that manage to get spilled. I must confess to being a little bit spoiled, because in a professional coffee shop situation, you would have the grinder where it would literally, the grounds would come out right into your basket. Your basket would fit right in the machine. Now, oops, spraying everywhere, but that's what this container's for. Try to tamp this down. Okay, so that's good. Just making sure that the grounds are all even. Now, unfortunately, they're a little coarsely ground for espresso machines. That's a regular decaf grind, so I'm just clearing off all of the top surfaces that go against the seal, because if grounds get into that, it might wreck the seal. And then they get baked on, and they're very hard to remove if that happens. Okay, I think we're ready to put that in the machine, but I'm not going to do that right away. What I'm going to do is purge the place where the water comes out. So the group head is going to make a bit of noise. The pump does make a bit of racket. That should be enough. There we go. Put the stainless steel mug underneath there. Now, try to extract some espresso out of this. Okay, it's a bit unnerving. I don't know why it did that. Run it for about 30 seconds like that. I forget this thing drips for quite a while. Now that's coming out of the downspout. Machine can be kind of noisy because this top of the tank rattles for whatever reason. Wish I could figure a way not to get it to rattle. Okay, that's the espresso portion of at least one of these. I'm going to pause this while I set up the other shot. And then I'll be able to do the milk. Change my mind. I've been having some trouble getting the strength just right, so to see if it's right, I'm going to actually try to add the milk now, and then I'll be able to know if the coffee strength is right. I think it's definitely improved on what it was, but whether it's enough is going to be the critical thing. So I'm going to pour the milk into my little frothing mug. Come just below the spout, because this stuff expands, of course, when it heats. I don't want any overflow. Okay, now this one has an odd feature. Steam seems to take a little while to build up, so I'm going to start it going here, and then we're going to make some steam. Oops, no we're not. That's water. Switch goes all the way to the right for steam. There's two dials on here. Smaller one is... Oh, there it comes. Water on the left position, coffee on the middle, and then steam in the very right position. That seems like it's built up nice. I know you're supposed to start it with their wand in the milk, but what I'm going to do is pull it out now and sink it. Got a little bit of air in there. Here, the pump is sort of just pulsing. Purge off, and I can add this to my coffee. Took a while to heat that steam up, but I was describing the knobs on here. Good, I got it all in there. I like doing that. Because the smaller knob controls whether you're using water or steam or just brewing your coffee, pulling your shot. It's got three notches. The left is water, middle is coffee, and the right is steam. And then the big knob, the middle position's off where it's not doing anything. To the left is your water slash steam, which all comes out of the steam wand. And then your right position, of course, works the group head where you make coffee. Just gonna let a little steam out of here. Shit's water. Because I like cleaning off my wand. Gets all kind of grubby from the milk being on it. And that big whoosh at the end of when I finished steaming was the boiler basically purging off all the pressure and letting it into the there's a tray underneath everything on the bottom of this machine where the pressure goes, and it came out as steam. It'll end up there as water, so I'll have some of that to empty afterwards. Now on to the second one, but essentially that gives you a taste of how the machine works. Of course, I forgot to mention the power button's on the very left. And when you first turn the machine on, it has to warm up for a while, and it pressurizes the system and so forth. So, there's a tank in the back for holding water. I should sample this. Well, by gum, I think that's coming along. Anyways, until next time, take care. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.